Let's go back out to the route or the starting line or the athlete's headquarters, whatever it is. Carl from New Hampshire. What do you got for us,
Carl?
Hi, Jim and Marjorie. Carl Don, reporting live, WCKK.
Thank you, Carl.
What do you got, Carl?
Well, I'm here at the home with Jim and Gail Walker, who live right in downtown Hockenton. They weren't home, but I did manage to rifle a door open. So they are home. And it's interesting, Gail likes the marathon. Her and her children, Brianna, Jack, and Zach, have a refreshment stand set up in the driveway.
Oh, nice.
Husband Jim, on the other hand, says he only tolerates the marathon.
Wow.
Well, I thought that was interesting. Gail, you like this?
I do. It's a lot of fun.
And why doesn't your husband like it, Gail?
It can be a pain in the neck. It takes a week of prep time. They paint the lines at 2 in the morning. They started the band here at 6 o'clock in the morning, so that was it for us sleeping in.
Hey, Gail, Carl is our intrepid reporter who is interviewing you. Rumors are that he peed on your front yard. Is that true?
He probably did, and he was probably one of the guys I chased up my lawn.
Exactly. That's the problem.
That is a problem. That's a problem every year, but that's why they have so many porta-potties now, isn't it, Gail?
Yeah, they dropped the porta-potties off on Friday, so that was a big, huge truckload of potties. And the runners have been pretty good.
But, Gail, I wanted to ask you, does it bother you at all, though? We've noticed a pattern developing at the tea parties. I've noticed a pattern developing here. They've obviously excluded smokers and overweight people from the race. Does that bother you at all, Gail?
No, not at all. I wish there were some more people they'd exclude, but...
Like who? The Kenyans and the Ethiopians that win every year?
No.
Who do you want?
And is it true, Gail, that they rerouted the entire race route this year so that Jim Browdy wouldn't have any traffic delays when he's rushing from important anchor job to anchor job?
True.
Well, obviously, they do what they've got to do, Carl.
Hold on here just a second, if we could. Honey, Brianna? Jack, can you tell us how are cupcake sales going this morning? Hot and heavy?
Not very well.
Not very well? How about if I buy a dozen for Jim Browdy? Would that help?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Carl, that was excellent. Those were excellent interviews, Carl. They were Gail and the kid, Jack or Zach, whatever his name is. But you were charged, and you are working for us, with finding a Jew who was running the marathon. How is that going?
Well, I've been running around here dropping quarters all over the place. In fact, that's why I stopped at this stand to get some change. So I'll be back momentarily with the promised Jew.
Thank you, Carl. Reporting live from Gail and Jack's house out there in...